Labor shortages in America. Help wanted. Why workers are hard to find, even though unemployment is high.
The pandemic has led to all sorts of weird economic outcomes. The latest oddity is the growing chorus of complaints in America about a shortage of labour, even though 8 million fewer people are in work today than before COVID-19 struck. In early April, Bloomberg reported that Delta Airlines had cancelled 100 flights for lack of staff. People are so hard to find that one cafe in Florida has turned to robots to greet customers and deliver food. A branch of McDonald's is paying potential burger flippers $50 just to turn up for a job interview. The data back up the anecdotes. Total vacancies are running at their highest level for at least 2 decades, indicating that firms have plenty of unfilled positions. Furthermore, job openings are leading to fewer hires than you would expect based on the historical relationship between the two. And even accounting for changes in the composition of the workforce, wage growth at about 3% has been surprisingly robust, suggesting that firms are offering bigger pay packets to tempt workers. If they persist, job shortages could eventually fuel inflation, threatening the economic recovery. There are 3 potential explanations for the puzzling shortages: overgenerous benefits, fearful workers, and a reallocation of labour between industries. Start with America's huge fiscal handouts. The latest stimulus checks, posted in the spring, were for up to $1,400 per person. Seemingly, every American knows of a neighbor's cousin's boyfriend who received a stimmy check, then quit his job in order to sit on the sofa. A federal supplement to unemployment insurance, or UI, currently $300 a week, ensures that 4 in 10 unemployed people earn more from benefits than they did in their previous job. Economic research has long concluded that more generous benefits blunt incentives to look for work. Yet this relationship appears to have weakened during the pandemic. The fact that increases in UI payments have been time-limited may make workers reluctant to turn down a job with longer-lasting rewards. In the early part of the pandemic, the UI supplement was even more generous at $600, but its expiry in the summer had little effect on overall employment, according to a paper published in February by Arindrajit Dubey of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Likewise, in the areas where the current $300 is a relatively larger boost to income, employment growth has not weakened since January, when that uplift was introduced.